Scarlet-tinged spit flew from the fat innkeeper's mouth as she begged of Captain Stark, "Don't kill him here!" "Don't kill him anywhere," Tyrion urged. "Take him somewhere else. No blood here, my lady. I want no high lordling's quarrels." "We are taking him back to Winterfell," she said. And Tyrion thought, well, perhaps. By then, he had a moment to glance over the room and get a better idea of the situation. He was not altogether displeased by what he saw. Oh, the Stark woman had been clever, no doubt of that. Force them to make a public affirmation of the oath sworn her father by the lords they served, and then call on them for succor, and her, a woman, yes, that was sweet. Yet her success was not as complete as she might have liked. There were close to 50 in the common room, by his rough count. Catelyn Stark's plea had roused a bare dozen. The others looked confused, or frightened, or sullen. Only two of the Freys had stirred, Tyrion noted, and they sat back down quick enough when their captain failed to move. He might have smiled, if he dared. "Winterfell it is, then," he said instead. That was a long ride, as he could well attest, having just ridden it the other way. So many things could happen along the way. "My father will wonder what has become of me," he added, catching the eye of the swordsman who'd offered to yield up his room. "He'll pay a handsome reward to any man who brings him word of what happened here today."